ukuthi umuntu akwenze kanjalo uvele mase sothi it's not necessary our behavior but ngenxa ye conditioning ye TV keke we may find usebe khona banjalo ukuthi ashawe ngala mase sethi awu baby ngiyakuthanda abuye nama roses ayi angazi yes mhm okunyeke esinga under ama means ama myths yini myth imithi lokhuza enko ngesizulu inganekwane okay yeah so uthi enko ke inganekwane athi sibone another thing uthi make the request in a way that shows you are not implying that the other person should do whatever you want them to but instead show that you realize you are not entitled to what you are asking for that's a very humble approach and then so don't remind the other person of all that you have done for them as a manipulation that communicates ukuthi you are forced ukuthi ungenze le nto engicela ngoba mina sengenze 1 2 3 it's human nature ke I've seen that so much ukuthi in our language even in our talking I've learned ukuthi ngiunderstand ukuthi there is power in communication and in things that we do mhlawumbe abantu abake ba interact nami nje now in my new life bayazi ukuthi angisakhulumi noma yini empilweni yami Okay sometimes ngenxa ukuthi you can't always bantu uthi asishitsheni subjects asishitsheni subjects ngiyaba kwi conversation but ngiba mindful ukuthi as ngikhuluma ngaloku I'm telling myself I'm just speaking about this but I don't want to connect with it emotionally I'm just speaking at the surface of a conversation but not in a surface of emotional connection because I know ukuthi when I connect with this conversation emotionally then I've taken my conversation to another level okay so but what I've noticed ekhulumeni kwethu if sabantu ukuthi angakwenza kanjani lokhu emva kokuba mina sengimenzele u1 no2 no3 no4 senginikele kangaka ayenze kanje kanje sengimenzele ukuthi ngamnikeze ngasacrifice impilo yami so it seems like it is under subconsciously it is there which we are doing things so that people will do things to us in return but I'm just asking would let us give that up is not the right way of doing things we must do things because we want to and also understanding especially Tina in our kingdom in our Christ Jesus kingdom understanding which when we do things the rewarder is God himself we give Tina but it doesn't necessarily comes back from where we have given it comes back from somewhere else ekameni lika Jesus so it's something that we constantly need to teach ourselves as I'm doing this I'm not expecting a return from this person but I'm expecting a return from God himself and then logo kuba very transforming and then if people say no don't come back with fine excuse me for wanting something it seems like the least you could do yabona khona ke umuntu mawuthe no and then they will make sure ukuthi they make you feel guilty okay so now because we are learning about boundaries now if umuntu ekwenza ukuthi ufeel guilty usuyazi now ukuthi you can put ama boundaries ukuthi wazi ukuthi that opinion yakhe but I'm standing my ground I've said no and I'm not going to feel guilty about it if yena behavior kanjalo iresponsibility yakhe leyo accountable for the behavior yakhe now accountable for the behavior yakhe so you are going to have peace about how that person behaves then to feel guilty about ukuthi umuntu ufuna ukwenza ukuthi ufeel guilty of which that's a very difficult thing okay especially for those from those people that you are connected to emotionally it could be your spouse your children and your friends yabona people that are close to you that you are putting them inside your heart sometimes it's really really difficult ukuthi ungabeki boundary because whatever they say it tends to ukuthi mangabe ku sharp it tends to ukuthi uyizwe sharpness yakho noma be selfish uthola ukuthi uzoyizwa leyo sense of selfishness but again at the end of the day we need to strengthen these muscles until these things they become second nature in building it okay myth number 1 is if I set boundary I'm being selfish I've heard this so many times ukuthi if ngithi no then that's umuntu selfish because there is that expectation ukuthi if you do something for me then I would do something for you. I remember nje one instance when somebody was telling me but he was lo muntu wayengekho straightforward ukungitshela sengikwenzela 1 no 2 3 you are selfish because I'm expecting you ukuthi ngenxa ukuthi ngikwenzela no 1 2 no 3 finally when you wenza 1 no 2 no 3 but you know what again we need to communicate our expectations. If you don't communicate our expectation and you expect somebody to read your mind, then that is unfortunate because you have sabotaged yourself. Make everything clear kumuntu. This is what I'm expecting kube clear. As I'm doing this for you and I'm also expecting you to do this for me. But you'll find with the very same person, there are things azenza empilweni yakho that I contribute to again. It's just that when you've been expecting something else. I know ukuthi Dr. Msomi speaks so much about expectations. What are my expectation? Iwona silimazayo. Kade ngilalela izolo enye one of the TikTok clips asikulayithayo ethi lo baba mayikhulume ethi lower your expectation etho sisi bafuna six pack but at the same time besafuna six pack bafuna indoda esebenzayo ubuzo do you think indoda esebenzayo who goes to work and bring income ekhaya do you think that guy has a six pack but no he has one pack wabese vezo wakho one pack so I don't know ke maybe say ube generalizer because he's a comedian but at the end of the day what he was saying ukuthi don't expect to six pack but at the same time you expect umuntu ozo provide every day people who are going to work bezokuthanda bekunakekele sometimes they don't prioritize o six pack ubezama ukuchaza lokho but wena kumawufuna six pack ufune futhi lo muntu lo onjalo onayekelayo ozo provide for your family then you are heading for disappointment because the expectation yakho ayikho real especially when you look at i reality ezenzakalayo emhlabeni unless ke if you really really believe with faith yakho now you need to stand on your faith and believe ukuthi whatever we believe it shall surely come to pass. You don't need to waver on what you are believing and try to get other people to convince you to believe in your own thing that you are believing. You need to stand on unwavering ukuthi njengoba ngikholelwa nje la kuzokwenzeka njengoba ngishilo and ngiyazi and there is no element of doubt. Okay, so ukuze singahlali kakhulu ekutheni sichaze because that's very very deep. Don't allow anybody to say just because you're setting ama boundaries ukuthi atu selfish. You are not selfish. Okay, number 2, myth number 2, boundaries are a sign of disobedience. If I say no, maybe let's say if a girl says no to a guy that means so I'm disobeying. If you say no, if ingane like we talked about ukuthi we need to encourage our children to say no, then we are not going to say ingane says no mom, I don't want to do that. We are not going to say to them they are disobedient because they've just set a boundary. We need to go maybe to a level of communication and really understand why they are saying that, why they are saying no. Rather than to say you are disobeying, ngizokupunish, ngizokushaya, you should say yes because we know now well, that's not what we are supposed to do. And then myth number 3, if I begin setting boundaries, I'll be hurt by others. Like for instance, maybe we can read this one. Some people genuinely believe in boundaries, but they are terrified of their consequences. It is possible that others will become angry at your boundaries and then attack you and withdraw from you. Absolutely. We cannot control how others respond to us or also respond to our no. Some will welcome it, some will hate it. Jesus told the rich young ruler a hard truth. Set a hard boundary. Sell all you have and give it to the poor and you'll have treasures in heaven. He rejected Jesus' boundary. He went away sad because he had great wealth. So now this is what is true. When you set boundaries, some people will be angry at you. Some people will say you are selfish. Some people will withdraw from you. You must deal with that. It will happen. It will happen. So be at peace with that. But abanye, they will come around. Abanye will not come around. But as long as you keep your boundary, rigid, straight, grounded and rooted, then people will learn to respect your boundary. Imagine ufaka fence just because umuntu akayithanda ifence yakho mese siyayidelease ukuthi ufuna accommodate yena uphinde uyifake futhi aqhamuke omunye ethi angiyithandi le fence uyidelease. Imagine how painful that is. So when you've set a boundary, make sure ukuthi you persevere the pain. When people think you are selfish, when people are hurt because of your boundary, you know and realize they will learn and get familiar ukuthi you have set boundary. Nami ngesikhathi ngibeka ama boundary when ngitshela abantu ukuthi you know what, just because you've entered the door ye church wangibona ngikhona, it doesn't mean I have to have a counseling session with you. You need to book a counseling session. Even if you can see me, but I have the right to say, come back on the other time. Let us set time. People were angry and some will say, self-righteous, sengiphakeme, sekunjani. Tough luck, they must think like that. They can't think like that at the same time. They expect me, ukuthi ngibakhanselishe, i-counseling yami ikwazi ukubasiza. Ngiyabo. Sometimes there are people who just come just because for the sake of, oh, hi, Luyan, just because bakubukela phansi and they are weighing, bakubukela phansi into eyenzayo, ukuthi hayi njengoba ehlele shuthi umsebenzi anganawo ukuthi ngiyomenzela umsebenzi. Do you know how busy we are? Njengabantwana, njengey'nceku zikaNkulunkulu, we so have so much that you deal with. And above all, we deal with people's emotion. The spiritual world is like an energy that is forceful. Yabona uma udila nokukhulekela abantu, that is a very dangerous place because whatever you deal with them, it's energy against energy. As udila nabantu, you are being shaken. Yabona thina, as we deliver in ministry, we've come to a place where we've been rejected because we know ukuthi besikhipha abantu embusweni obunyama. And then kwafika isikhathi la ubona ukuthi ngempela kunefeedback yokuthi yalo msebenzi esiwenzayo. Same thing nodokotela njengoba kade bedila nabantu abane-coronavirus. Abanye bagulile, abanye baluza iy'mpilo zabo because as they help abantu nabo they are putting their life in danger. Angikhulumi-ke ngokwa-spirit because udila nezinto ongayiboni. As we help abantu, we are putting our life in danger, putting our families in danger. And then people who don't understand the deepness and the ukujula, injula yomsebenzi wethu masithi hhayi u-idlyan othi ngivele ngiyomakhela umsebenzi ngoba sengimbonile usezokufanele angikhanselishe. And uthole ukuthi umuntu noma esezile kwi-counseling because vese uthi freely given, freely receive, freely give, usezothi hhayi vese kufanele ngabe unikela mahhala, funa ninikele mahhala ngoba uNkulunkulu uninikeze mahhala le nto eninayo. I remember omunye nje recently izolo kade ngifunda ama-comments omunye udayisa i-cause yakhe yokusiza abantu ukuthi ba-understand izinto ey'phathelene nempilo. Usethi lo munye, why ningayenzi le nto ibe free? Because le nto le kufuna le inqwaba yabantu isizakale. Why le cause niyikhiphisa imali ngoba nje ukusiza abantu funa le kube free? And then ngithi lo muntu a-understand, sometimes when you give abantu abane-mentality yokuhlupheka, unikeza abantu into a valuable that you have spent time packaging and putting together. If ubanikeza yona bengenayo ivalue yayo, bengenayo ukusensa noma ukwazi ukubaluleka kwayo, they never use it and they never appreciate it. So when somebody like that speaks out of ignorance, and if you don't have boundaries, you'll find yourself ubeka phansi ama boundaries akho, reacting to each and everyone. Abantu futhi othola ukuthi they don't even have interest kwen. So learn to put boundaries and stand by them and know it's going to be painful, but the more you apply them, it's going to get easier. I promise you, I've been there and it's working for me. Sisibone ukuthi sakhona ne imis elandelayo. Amanye ke ama explanation they are so long, I wouldn't take time ukuthi ngiwachaze la, but into engicelayo going by the boundary books lapha ka Kum Bookshop by John Townsend and Henry Cloud. Nje Boundaries by John Townsend and Henry Cloud is a very popular book lapha yane Kum Bookshop, and they always have stock. And then read it, not rushing, but read it step by step and apply lezo zinto and chew on it, break a piece and chew on it, because it's a very dense book. Myth number 7, it's if I set boundaries, I feel guilty. Let us just read a little bit. Someone who gets a job opportunity across the country and suddenly their parents start telling them about their poor health and their loneliness and all the sacrifices they've made for them. What do we owe our parents and anyone else who's been loving toward us? Okay, so say Bonagi picture, people can make you feel guilty while you need to make a decision for your life to go forward, but people can make you feel guilty. Njengalo muntu uthola umsebenzi somewhere else. And then your parents, abazali sebethi, thina ufuna lusigade, uzoshiya nobani, kwanjani. If you don't have a bound, if you don't understand, there are people who like to make you feel guilty, you will end up feeling guilty and ending up losing the opportunity umsebenzi for the sake of there are people who don't see another option. Another option. So computer and colon. Yeah. So that was myth number 7. I'm not sure what ikona yini myth elandela lapho, because there are so much notes in between, but again noma kunjalo isikhathi sethu sesiphelile. I'm hoping ukuthi why you understanding this, you are understanding and it makes you give you clarity. Maybe I might have repeated myself so many times. But if Kuguti Usuya understand that, you will bear with me. But there are those people who are still coming in and you still need to understand. More boundary information, this is our post lapaya, Kutabisile Aimsomi TV. Go and visit my page. We will post the rest of the boundaries there. We don't want to go with boundaries unless you tell me and you give me a feedback what you are enjoying this. Maybe if Kuguti true. Through a feedback here, you know, balaleli, I can continue with boundaries in training or plan. So, please respond and tell me, Guti, do you want me to continue? Other than that, if there is no response, I'll take boundaries and we'll post it up and then continue with something else. As much as they are this important, but I feel I don't want to prolong them that long in Jesus' mighty name. So, ngiyanthanda. It is your decision to make your life better. Stop delegating your happiness to anybody else. As much as what I'm saying, I know it's difficult, but learn to take ownership of your life and realize, Guti, you are the captain of your soul. You are the captain of your ship. You should be the one who's sitting on the driver's seat and declaring the destination, yako, knowing what you are following, internal guidance as a Slalis Landela. In 200 kilometers, 10 left. Yabona kona mangazu suyap, kona labantu geis bafaga yu navigation masibias jail. Natis no moyo ngueles, no moyo yagan kulungkulu yob spirit man that knows where you're supposed to go. Learn to listen to them. Giteni kalen inte, there are these three gifts that God has said we must desire them. This gift of the gift of knowledge, the gift of the wisdom, and gift of discernment. If we have those three things, just receive them right now and say, Father, I receive them. And then whenever you are faced with having to make a choice, these three gifts will make sure they stand up and then they advocate for you and then they speak for you and they guide you. Make sure that you cultivate them and you listen to your internal guidance, because when you do, you'll never go wrong. So I pray for you. Just allow love to fill your heart. Just allow compassion to fill your heart. Just allow joy to fill your heart and gratefulness, appreciation, and just saying thank you for the things that are happening in your life. When we make ourselves familiar with those things, then life becomes easier and it feels irritable. When we choose love, let's choose a blessing. Let's choose life. In Jesus' name. As bona nexasa. Same time, same place. In Jesus' name. I love you so much. Sizophuma ke laphaya. Ngo Queen of the Palace laphaya na ethi izwi lakho ngizolenza nokuthokoza kwami kusezweni lakho. If we just spoken so deeply. Dollar. ezalwa nguwena. Yonke into la emhlabeni idalwe wena. And mean I'm just a custodian, I'm just a steward that makes sure ukuthi whatever that my father has created, my Lord has created, is being taken care of. That means including everything that is on earth. I must take care of everything that is on earth. So my question is, how are you taking care of the things that God has given you as a custodian, noma as a steward? How are you taking care? Like njengoba sibuyela lapha entsimini yase Eden, ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayelindele u-Adam ukuthi agade acultivate umhlaba, yabona abhekelele insimi yase Eden. So are you doing a great job in looking after what God has entrusted you with? Yeah, but you are the one who can answer that question by listening in your heart. Your heart will tell you the truth. Ukuthi, are you condemned or are you just justified? Are you okay, Laukona? Are you happy? Are you having fun, Laukona? Are you satisfied that you are where God wants you to be? Or you feel that there's a gap and there's something that needs to be done? And if you feel like that, you need to ask the Holy Spirit to guide you and also work out in your heart what is it that you need to do and follow His instruction and follow His guidance. We are so grateful that God has given us the Holy Spirit, and also we have the spirit man inside us. To connect in the morning, then we will never go wrong in life, in Jesus' name. Sometimes we have this perception, you would see things should always be smooth and pillowed. Life was not designed like that. Life is a combination of easy time and difficult times, of fun times and bad times. We will have tribulation as long as we're living here, because it's something that is a part of life. Now, the key is, how are you looking at those troubles? What are you doing when you're faced with tribulation? And also the Bible is so clear, but when we are faced with hard time, let us count it all joy. Why do we have to do that? Because when we count it all joy, then we continue to create what we want to see in Pilenzeto. But when we go and match ourselves to what the tribulation is, and we match ourselves to feel as the tribulation and carry the anointing of the tribulation, then it means we're creating, we are in agreement with the tribulation, and we are creating that again and again and magnifying that in our lives. So we don't want to see that. Seems like we've forgotten, njengabazana abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, ukuthi thina we need to stay la uNkulunkulu ekhona, no matter what it is that we are facing. But ngoba ngikhona ke, and also I'm walking this journey, it is my desire that I always, every day, encourage you to choose right, choose love, choose a blessing, choose life all the time. It might not be easy, but always choose life. Yes, the truth is, there are times that the school manje nabalaleli before see nis join balaleli about online sikhuluma ukuthi sometimes there are things that happen because siphila nabantu kwesikhathi umuntu thola ukuthi because you are in a relationship nomuntu uzizwe ukuthi angisekho right manje ngendlela mhlawumbe o interpreta ngayo isimo or ngendlela lo muntu lo akutreata ngayo. But at the end of the day, you need to realize ukuthi what you're feeling is just an indication of where you need to go in terms of growing, and also of the things that you need to work on in your life. Does it mean that you need to ignore something, like for instance, if you behave right? That is why today we are continuing to talk about some boundaries, because boundaries are important to understand what is it that you need to do. Ukuthi when you do something, you need to do it right, yet not losing your place. This is uNkulunkulu mangabe umoya ombusa ukuvukela ungayishinda yakho. There's nothing terrible than leaving your place, because when you leave your place, somebody else will take that place. Kuba khona kwesinye isikhathi ukubuyela endaweni. Now, no matter what happens, please let us not move away from our places. I think I did discuss this and shared with you there was a time where I left my place. And if I look back, namhlanje, I realize, ukuthi, I didn't do a good judgment. I should have persevered at the time, knowing ukuthi uNkulunkulu in perfect timing, He was going to sort things out. But ngenxa yokuthi ngasuka endaweni yami, and then there were so many things that went wrong, ngenxa yokuthi mina ngashiya yami indawo. So don't leave your place, in Jesus' name, amen. So namhlanje, into esizoyenza, sizoqhubeka sikhulume laphana ngama consequences kuma boundaries ngoba sasishiye lapho. But what I want us to talk about namhlanje ukuthi how to make consequences work for you, ukuthi consequences were one of the things that we highlighted that are within the boundaries. Ukuthi manje ke wenza kanjani ukuthi those consequences leyo mphumela ukuthi kusebenzele wena noma ukwenza kanjani lokuthi kukusebenzele. Like for instance, if you put a boundary with no consequence is ifana nokuthi is not a boundary. Mangabe uthi you know what, I'm going to leave if you disrespect me, I will exit the room. And then when umuntu disrespects and then you don't exit the room, uzokwazi ukuthi uhlanya nje olusha izinto engenzi ongazenzi. Now you need to make sure that you do what you have said you will do so that people will respect you. So number one, make the consequence a nature outflow of the crime. Like for instance, if we can give you an example, ukuthi since you took advantage of the privacy of having your own room and snuck out of the window, then you lose the privilege of having a door. Like for instance, if a teenager was out through the window, ihambe iyo window inside. So funa umtshela ukuthi yazi ukuthini lo mnyango ngiyawuvala, that means wena mawungena uzongena kuphi ngewindi ubuye ngewindi, then ukwenza show ukuthi lokho futhi wenze njani uyakumela. Yes, we know ukuthi ama teenagers ethu abuya abe nalezo zinto ukuthi manje asiyamelana nathi, but if bayazi ukuthi uma akagangelwa bazokwazi ukuthi funa lenze yonke indlela yokuthi angene ngomnyango ukuze angajeziswa lesi sijezisa sijezisiwe. Or else uthi yazi ukuthini i-toilet ilona, or there's another example abayishilo la ukuthi okay, if ungafuni kusho ukuthi uzohamba ulala e-toilet, e-toilet ukhona umnyango, that means thatha blanket wakho i-room yakho manje sekuzoba ise-toilet ulala khona ke, then I will allow you ukuthi kungene endlini ngomnyango. But as long as usebenzisa ikamera, because you insisted ukuthi ufuna ikamera and you were showing me ukuthi usumdala manje you are responsible, but phuma ngewindi, it's a no-go area. So make sure ukuthi when you are given ama consequences there of the crime that a person has done, there is something that you do convince ukuthi umuntu has committed a crime and you stand on that. Then give immediate consequence. Ayikho into ebuhlungu njengokuthi umuntu one namhlanje umpanishe kusasa, noma one namhlanje umpanishe kupheleni kwenyanga, noma umpanishe mhla isonile futhi. So when you ubeka umphumela wento umuntu ayenzile, yenza sure ukuthi it's quick and it's immediate, especially kubantwana abancane. The immediate it is, the better. Then stay away from emotional consequences. Use reality consequences instead of anger, guilt and shame. Lezo zinto lezo we've discussed ukuthi when you shout and become a mad person, it doesn't work because abantu they get familiar with your shouting. So it's better to use reality as a consequence ukuze umuntu ezofeel the pain of a behavior, ima result a behavior yakhe. So we are going to make a decision ukuthi anger, guilt, is a shame is the no-go area. We are not going to use those weapons anymore because we know ukuthi they are not working. Okay, like for instance nje if umuntu enze kabi umphuci privilege ukuthi abuke iTV, umphuci privilege ukuthi PlayStation, my boys they love ama PlayStations, like they can't exist in life without ama gadgets. So if mfuna ukuthi bezwe uhlungu ngokuthi ngithi time out and there is no PlayStation until uzuqeda isigwebo sakho. So bayezwa ke mangabe ngenza njalo, but mangizoshout ngishout still beqhubeke badlala iPlayStation yabo, it seems as if it behave vele iqhubeke ngoba yazi ukuthi le nto abayifunayo bona isakhona empilweni yabo. Okay, another one is use relational consequences only if they concern your own feeling. Like for instance, if senze the example about what we are local, we are using ukuthi use relational consequences if they only concern ama feelings akho. Like a husband with a porn addiction, uma ngabe mhlawumbe like say for instance this is an example abayisebenzisela ukuthi umyeni wakho une porn addiction, then you will say if ukuthi uyaqhubeka ne porn and you are addicted, that means get out of the bedroom, of which this is very difficult as us. Yayazi leyo nto ngithi khona lento ehlala iqhamba ukuthi yabona thina siyathula siyathoba, indoda iyahlonishwa kuze kube nje njalo. Yabo, so ne encola phemuva emva kwe camera uyayazi leyo nto leyo ukuthi according to culture that is very difficult but iqiniso lokuthi ke okay now we are in a modern time right you need to put some boundaries because sometimes we have allowed to ibizwa ukuthiwa le nto lokuthi as long as kumuntu wesilisa right and ukuthi angenza noma yini but uma kuwumuntu wesifazane mayenza into it's unspoken for spoken of umuntu wesilisa ngachitha then it's fine it's understandable but uma kuwumuntu wesifazane cheater then akwamkelekile those are all the things that needs to be corrected in our society ngenxa yesikhathi esiphila kusona because it has been allowed through generations and generations and generations and the truth is fighting that or changing that is something that is difficult but we need to do it we need to do it with wisdom and also ask umoya ongcwele ukuthi asize I'm so grateful lencwadi ayibhalwanga nje umuntu mhlawumbe obeyibhalela ipsychology but lencwadi ibhalwa abazalwane njoba siyifunda nje it's a Christian counseling book that help us ukuze sikwazi ukuthi siapply lezi zinto lezo like for instance ukuthi okay because okay because when your husband ebuka in amapon it's a very serious thing I know ukuthi even now we counseling sasifunda sifunda about porn addiction and substance addiction ukuthi it's very destructive when somebody watches porn omunye ngathi angilimazi umuntu ngisatisfy mina but when somebody you watches porn uba disconnected from a connection from abantu like we find ukuthi abantu ababuka iporn they get connected kakhulu kuma videos then bangaba connected kubantu yabona even noma kuthi umuntu will go like for instance a husband will make love unkosikazi wakhe but still siyaba khona isikhala sokuthi ahambe obuka lawo ma video lawo yana satisfy maybe keke I'm not sure maybe sebe khona abantu besifazana aba addicted kwiporn ikhathi seyishintshile so now you can put la nje wabe sinikeza iexample ukuthi you know what as long as you are doing that that means I'm not going numb to satisfy you so that you make the person feels the pain of the behavior that they are doing and also give an opportunity ukuthi asambeni siyobona icounselor ukuze khona sokwazi ukuthi sisizakale at the same time you just need to understand ukuthi addiction thina ke masikhuluma uma kwi deliverance is more like a demonic spirit you need to give support kulowo muntu lowo rather than ukumenza ukuthi while you are sorting things out umenze ayibone as if unworthy and ayibone as if helpless ayibone lingekho ithemba while you are walking through that journey of healing it's important ukuthi you become a nurse in that position and give support while that process is still taking place and then number 5 think of consequences as protecting yourself and the rest of the family from the behavior of the person who is doing the offending like for instance if we say I do not like the eating I do not like to eat with people who are bickering so Jimmy go to your room once you stop bickering that you can come back but at the same time futhi if ukuthi ubuya sesiqedile ukudla okwazi ukuthi then sesiqedile ukudla ngoba la ekhaya kuqedwa ngo8 ukudla and if ukuthi awubuyi leso sikhathi singakashayi then it means you'll have to go to sleep hungry oh ukhosi yazi yabhlungu into yazi yanzi iminto uyabona ngendlela yabona when I'm reading ama boundaries that is where I realized how much we've spoiled ingane zethu because those are the things though these are not the things that we do it's like children we've allowed our children to give commandments and to give us rules benza intando yabo ukuthi ungathi ha ithina futhi siba nezinseke aqala ukuthi oh ngeyingane yami lali ingadlili even though i misbehaveile but yazi noma ngapi misbehavior but at the end of the day kuzokwenzeka intando yami lana so we need to change all those things egameni lika Jesu amen number 6 offer a choice whenever possible even when there is only one course of action available the example is you can go with us and have fun or you can go with us and then not try and be grumpy as you are but siyahamba you'll have fun or siyahamba and choose ukuba grumpy njengobuyona kodwa iqinisweni lokuthi next time class hamba we will remember ukuthi this is how you are behaving then it means next time we will not choose to go with you So now you have given a person ukuthi acabange about this and also azi ukuthi ioption iyodwa ukuthi kuyahanjwa kona but may choose ukungashintshi nga enjoy then it means next time ichoice yokuthi mhla sihamba we are not counting you we are not even buying a ticket for you And then making sure there is a good reason someone is having a behavior problem before invoking a consequence. Sometimes umuntu kuyenzeka ukuthi a behavior badly just because they are dealing with something. Maybe like for instance, right now our children are undergoing a very stressful situation of going to school once, but yet umsebenzi wesikole funa laba beqedile. And they are going to tertiary and uthola ukuthi even noma sebeyethe share i-access mhlawumbe bengajwayela umuntu ukufunda online, mhlawumbe umuntu benamahloni akakwazi nje nanokubuza uthisha, yabona le environment yokufunda online yintsha, and then uthola ukuthi abantwana bethu they are so stressed and abanye bangena kwi-depression bese uthola i-behavior mase siyashintsha, and then uthola ukuthi wena uzompunisha umntwana, umpunishele i-behavior kanti awazi ukuthi there's an underlying fact. That is why it's important ukuthi communicate. And there is another thing abanye abazalwane bethu abakhona ukuthi when they umntwana wabo is more friendly kuma wabo, so they allow uma wabo ukuthi akhulume nabantwana babo ukuze bathole if kukhona into wrong. So ugogo ngoba uyakwazi ukucommunicate nabazukulu if kukhona into engekho right, they will always ugogo will always contact abazali abanikeza feedback. So it is wise nakhona lapho ukuthi kube khona abantu, especially when we're talking about abantwana, abantu wazi ukuthi you can find out information if there is something strange that is happening abantwana bakho. Of course, even when it comes to spouse, ukuthi you know what, don't fight your spouse friends, because your spouse friends are the people that you can go to get information when there is a behavior that you don't understand. And also your spouse is a your spouse friend are the go-to place where you can, one, if you want to speak something that you can't necessarily be able to speak direct to your spouse, you can speak to the friends ukuzokwazi ukuthi kudluliseke leyo information. But obviously it should be friends that have your best interest, not friends that are wanting to see your relationship breaking down. It should be people that you trust and you know ukuthi they are for you no matter what. It is important also that we ask from God ukuthi asinikeze a spirit of wisdom, a spirit of knowledge, and also a spirit of discernment, so that we will know the things that we're supposed to know at a particular time. Even when we don't have an exact answer, we are able to tap onto this gift, and then the Holy Spirit will guide us so that we don't walk in the darkness for a long time. But we need also to be surrounded by people eimpilweni zethu abazokwazi ukuthi basize. Eimpilweni zethu we need coaches, we need mentors, we need family members that we know ukuthi le family member le ngiyakwazi ngikhulume nayo about family issues. We need abantu like a mentor family, especially if you are a single parent and uthola ukuthi ukhulisa abantwana wedwa, you can have a family that is stable and that believes in God, my values la ufuna ukwa establish ekhaya lakho, and have that family mentor you, and then you'll find ukuthi you'll take abantwana bakho visit that family and you ask them to deal with issues that maybe as a single parent you are unable to deal with ngenxa ukuthi mhlawumbe maybe umama, and then in that instant kudingakala ubaba ukuthi akhulume impilo. It does help to surround yourself. Even having impilweni yakho people who are counterculture friends, people who are not necessarily of your religion, of your culture, yabona, people who will always see life different from you. I know ukuthi there's something that helped me a lot where I understood ukuthi, you know what, we always drawn to people who are like us. Yes, in relationship, intimate relationship, the strengths that we don't have tend to be attractive to us. Ukuze sibalansise le area le isuke ingekho eimpilweni zethu, futhi leyo nto yenzeka subconsciously, yenzeka nawe ungazi ukuthi yenzeka kanjani. So now, when we are having abantu eimpilweni zethu, siyabadinga abantu abazobuka impilo ngendlela esingaboni ngayo ukuze khona impilo izobalansa. Abantu abazobuka critically, babuke le ndawo wena obungeke necessarily uyibuke. This guy was talking about to when, imagine you're walking in the forest and then you're walking with people that are like you. That means if you are people who only see trees, that means you will only see trees, but you will not be able to see danger. You will not be able to see flowers that makes this forest beautiful and that bring colors. You will not be able to see potholes. You will not be able to see umfula la ukhona. But mohamba nabantu, you will not be able to see the sky. You will think ukuthi the only thing that exists is only these trees and this forest, and then uthola ukuthi you are unable to look beyond ihlahla. But mohamba nabantu abangafani nawe ababuka izinto wena ungayiboni, then the whole picture of what the forest is, it becomes complete. Even people who are going to anticipate ukuthi there is going to be danger lapho, labo bantu laba sometimes sibabiza ukuthi banesicefe bahlale njalo bebona ama problems, but labo bantu laba siyabadika empilweni zethu ukuze basibalansise. Now the key is, how do we embrace those people ukuthi mabe khona empilweni zethu, sibazi ukuthi they are of value in our lives and we are actually needing them in our lives and they are useful, and also cultivate this ability empilweni zethu sokuthi sikwazi ukubalalela. Nakuba sometimes ukulalela umuntu obona ngendlela engafani neyakho sometimes kuba irritating, but you need to cultivate that area so that it doesn't become irritating, or even if it is irritating, but you are able to take what that person says and use it for your benefit empilweni yakho egameni lika Jesu, rather than to stick to those people who are like you. There is also something that I've learned. I'm just deviating a little bit from what I'm just talking about. Actually, that was the last point that I was talking about. You know what? Find out before you punish someone or you put consequences muntu. Find out what is the behavior not related to something else that needs to be sorted before you can punish umuntu. Yes, umuntu mayibhekene nezinto, you can say lo muntu, you know what? I understand that you are depressed, but you need to be able to choose your words. I know what you are going through, a tough time, but please have a judgment before you can speak. Pause before you can speak and make sure with maukuluma, yukuluma, you're not causing more problems. I understand what your life is not easy right now. Okay, so now, you know what? When you are an expert in something, we need to embrace those people that are different from us. Because when you are an expert in something, a person who can bring disruption in your business is a person who doesn't think like you. It's a person who doesn't know their limitations. It's a person who doesn't know lento kufana leyenziwe kanje, mayenziwe kanje, and that's the only way of doing it. But somebody who's fresh, somebody from another category, when they look in your own category, they come with a fresh angle, a fresh perception, indlela ababuka ngayo has no limitation. I remember when I was in life coaching, my coach always fundisa ngaleso sikhathi, what you know what, there was this guy eyayiboshiwe because of his behavior, and noma angazi noma iyayizalelwe jele yini, mayizalelwe jele ya khula i-aggressive ngalendlela yokuthi babethi mangabilwile uthole izizolwa iphuma izinyo, emva kokuphuma izinyo lizomile elinye izinyo until yazi yakhula yandala ukuthi yayithi mayiphuma izinyo makadilwile uthole ukuthi lizokhula, until baze bayibuza why yena akwazi ukuthi akhule izinyo likhulu, noma sekudlulile lesi stage lokuthi umuntu mase sekuvelela amazinyo akobe kusakhula amanye. They only discovered ukuthi he never had an understanding yokuthi mase sekukhulela amazinyo lawo abantu abadala, emva kwalokho awebesaba khona amazinyo amilayo. Yena wayazi ukuthi makuphuma izinyo, izinyo liyakhula. Another example maybe that we can use is that sometimes what we know limits us ukuthi sithi go beyond, but when we bring people who are fresh, who don't think like us, who don't know our environment, when they come in, they have a fresh eye of looking at that, and then they give us a possibility ukuthi we can go beyond because they don't have the limitations that we have. So this guy, with this guy in a competition, he's an unlearned, he doesn't have principles, but he got an interest ukuthi ifuna ukuthi ngene kwi competition engenelwa abantu kulama competition le ungenela ufika ugijima masekuphelile masekushona ilanga. There were stations that were placed around that area, geographical area, ukuthi uma ngabe sekushona ilanga you go to those stations and then you sleep and then uvuke ngakusasa and you continue with running. But this guy, because he didn't know the rules, he was unable to read, he ran for I don't remember how many days, but he ran, as said, he ran for 5 days straight without sleeping, and he became the first one to win. Ebe umuntu oqala ongenile ongenalo engenalwazi, because he was not limited by ukuthi ufuna ilale yena wayazi nje ukuthi ngiyoma mase sengifike la kufinyelelwa khona, and then wase seyawina ke. Mhlawumbe futhi ngaleso sikhathi babengakayibeki ke nemithetho yokuthi uma ungalalanga it's like uphoqeleke ukuthi ufuna luphumule. Hayi, ayiwinele indoda because yayingenawo ama limitations. So yeah, so ngalokho bengithi make sure ukuthi you look ukuthi there is no other underlying roots kwi behavior yomuntu before you can punish them, but yet you can still put boundaries ukuthi as much as you are facing this hard time, but you are not allowed ukuthi u behave kanje, ubenze babe aware. And also there are words that you can use, ama lines that you can use to deal with behavior and your correct bantu. Like for instance, umuntu mangabe khuluma my khuluma, oh how sad, yeah, well, there are phrases that you can teach yourself ukuba ready uku respond in difficult situation. Like for instance, yokuthi I respect you too much to argue with you, yabona? Like for instance, mangos, I'm not going to argue with you. Loko kuzokala ku forceful, but mawuthi, you know what? I respect you enough to argue with you. That statement just disabled that person also get aggression now, because umtshela ukuthi umyam respecta, yabona? That word I respect you too much ukuthi aggression now even imparalyze umuntu angabe sakwazi uqhubekela phambili. Like for instance, umangabe maybe you are just wanting to give idea yakho, ukuthi that's a thought. I'm just giving my thoughts. Another way that you can use that statement for me, eyangisiza ngendlela emangalisayo, ukuthi when there is something negative happening or somebody saying something negative engayithandi, ngiyitshela ukuthi umcabango wakhe lowo. That is just the thought. It's just aka imposing mina ukuthi sekufanele ngibuye ngaleyo ndlela abuwa ngayo. Umcabango wakhe naye lowo, of which une-right ukuthi acabange imicabango acabangayo. It's not necessarily ukuthi nami sekufanele ngishintshe ngibuke ngendlela asuke efuna ukuthi ngibuke ngayo, if I do not agree ngaleyo ndlela leyo asuke yena ibuka ngayo. So we are just going to cross over ke siyokhuluma about ke manje something that we call myths about ama boundaries. Izinto ezama myths ngesiZulu, konje yini ama myths ngesiZulu, sengikhohlwe kancane ukuthi yini ama myths ngesiZulu. Okay, so now how do we get people to do what we want without being controlling and manipulative? Okay, lapha yamasifunda ku Matthew chapter 7 verse 7 uthi cela, angithi yabo ufuna, uthi ask what you want. People are not mind readers. Request, do not demand. Okay, and then at the same time allow another person's freedom. Ukuthi ngiyacela, because people will never read your mind. Sometimes we have that assumption which you should know what I'm thinking. People are not mind readers, so you need to ask. At the same time, please make sure ukuthi it's a request, it's not a demand. Fanele ukuba wenze, and then at the same time allow a person ukuthi abe ne freedom ukuthi mawusucelile athi no. Okay, sometimes khona abantu for instance uthola ukuthi umuntu ufuna ucela ukuthi umsize, uma ungamsizanga mase you realize ukuthi ubengaceli ube demand ukuthi ngimnikeze into yami noma ngimsize, ngoba naku ngoba sengithe no, use angry, usasha wonke amazwi angawasho abuhlungu because kiyena ube demand. So we need ukuthi sibe abantu bokuqala awazi ukuthi mawucela into kumuntu ethi no, it's okay, the freedom yakhe, and then what next can I do, ngoba ngithola ngosizo lo, it doesn't mean funa ngimzonde lo muntu, but funa ngibe okay ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi ngimnikeza freedom yokuthi achoose. Okay, another thing that we can do ukuthi si avoid igame lokuthi ngifuna. Okay, ukuthi singisi nesizulu ke kubuye kubenzinyana, because ungifuna kwisingisi u need no want, kwisingizulu cishe kufana, ngithabo, but avoid to use a word I need you to do this. but use want instead. I want you to do this, not that I need you. But you know, when you're thinking about isiNgisi sicabanga ngesiZulu, it sometimes becomes difficult to ukubona ukuthi umehluko ukephi mangithi I need you instead is mangizothi kufanele ngithi I want you instead of ukuthi I need you. That is why this book sometimes it becomes difficult because it approach yayo kakhulu is more white than being black. So we need to use lama boundaries and also modify them a little bit ukuthi akwazi ukuthi afinyelele ekutheni afithi thina njengabantu abamnyama with our cultures and with our way of living.